Welcome to Let's Talk, brought to you live by the National Indigenous Radio Service, the only opportunity offered to the broader community to be informed on the issues and current affairs from a First Nations perspective. This is Carver Watson with Let's Talk.
We acknowledge the sovereignty of all First Nations people right across the country. We acknowledge elders, elders of all the First Peoples and elders of more recent arrivals. We also welcome all of our listeners tuned in across the National Indigenous Radio Service. And wherever you are, if you're streaming on the web or at any time if you're listening on the podcast. I'm joined on the phone this morning by Yunasi Bully from the Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network. Good morning, Yunasi.
Good morning. Good morning, Carver. How are we?
I'm very good. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me out.
Now, we always start off with a bit of an introduction of our guests. So could you let us know your mob and country and, you know, where you grew up?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm Torres Strait Islander from up this way, or Darnley Island is my mum's group, my mum's clan and that. So I grew up in Gordonvale, was born in Gordonvale, mostly from Cairns and all that sort of stuff. So... Yeah, that's our mob.
Shout out to all the Cairns mob. We do. We come through BBM up there.
Yeah, BBM.
Every
yep,
9 to 10 every morning. Yep. So shout out to all the Cairns mob, all the BBM mob. Hey, so you're a financial counsellor for the Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network.
Yes, or ICANN for short, yes.
ICANN, yeah. It is a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It sure is.
But it does very important work. Could you, we spoke to Aaron Davies, I believe, your CEO, a couple of months back. But, you know, for anybody that didn't catch that show, could you explain a bit about the work of ICANN and what they do?
Okay, yeah. So with ICANN, with I think the development over the last 10 to 12 years, our founder, Aaron Davies, as well as his wife, Carmen Daniels, they founded the company ICANN, which is Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network. It used to be based out of like the Kawanyama Council, so that's why that half a day Fridays we're still, you know, incorporated. So, but then we found funding through, like, you know, other avenues and things like that. So then we've sort of moved into our, you know, our own area and things like that. Yeah, so we basically look at consumer issues that's affecting Indigenous communities. A lot of like the payday lenders, door knockers and all that sort of stuff are just, you know, or the mobile phone contracts and things like that. The people signing up to incorrect sort of stuff and, you know, ripping a mob off and things like that. So that's what we do. We sort of delve into or investigate those, you know, those current issues.
So do you think there's a problem with these payday lenders and dodgy deals, you know, targeting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities throughout North Queensland?
Yes, there is. So what was the question? There is...
That's all right, I'll edit that.
There is
all
a good. Problem, sorry. Yep.
So there is a problem?
Yes, sorry, there is a huge problem within the community, within Indigenous communities, with the payday lenders and... you know, dodgy car dealers and things like that going into the community because it's a, you know, they're sort of, what is it, delving on low-income earners because they know the weakness, they want that vehicle, they, you know, they want
but
that extra money because
they're all on... It.
Yes, you I know, they don't do that. They're proper, what do you call it?
Like prey on their sort of...
Their need or their, you know, their wants to, you know, want for that car or, you know, wanting to extra, you know, earn extra money due to being on the low income with Centrelink or, you know. Yeah, that sort of stuff.
So is that even, I mean, is that legal? I mean, you know, we hear all the time of, you know, banking regulations and all that sort of stuff. I mean, is that even legal for companies to sign up people who may not actually be able to afford these expensive items?
Yes, definitely. It is illegal because they've got to have their responsible lending obligations when they give out, like, credit to, you know, unexpected consumers and things like that. They've got to have that capacity to pay. And that's where ASIC or, you know, we come into it involve where we can sort of do a complaint against that, get the accounts waived, get the whole, you know, the debts waived and things like that. So that's where we've got that leg to stand on. So usually majority of the companies are trying to, you know, change their ways, but unfortunately there's some of them that are still, you know, just bleeding people dry, so yeah.
So what are some of the typical sort of circumstances that you would come into contact when you're working with, you know, whether it be mobbing, you know, throughout Cape York or in and around Cairns? What are the sort of major issues that you encounter?
The major issues would be like, numerous debts that I've signed up to, electricity, what sort of issues are you sort of looking at? Got credit and debt issues involving unconscionable conduct or contracts that mm-hmm. they've signed up to, like incorrect wording, things like that, superannuation releases, there's a lot of housing, rental arrears and things like that, due to business and things like that. People don't pay their rent and things like that, electricity, high bills, due to those, sorry business and things like that, families coming to stay for those,
funerals, football carnivals,
like funerals,
all them kind of things, All right. So in terms of the work, it sounds like you do, from those sorts of issues that you explained there, it sounds like you work with community people in and around some general financial advice. And is that the role, I guess, of a financial counsellor? Or how would you best describe what your role is as a financial counsellor?
For me, when I first came into the role, it's more of that we're a voice for our clients, speaking on their behalf in regards to getting the right outcome for them, that sort of thing. So I feel that, for us, we're sort of like their first contact sort of thing to advocate on their behalf and getting their issues sorted and things like that. So if they don't agree, say the creditors don't agree, then we take it further to the ombudsman and things like that. So,
It's often not an easy thing to talk about financial issues. Is that something you find?
Definitely a lot of them don't disclose information, but it's better if they actually, delve and just let us know what's happening, how they got, signed up, My motto is don't be shame, be game, and come and see a financial counsellor near you. That's how I look at it. So, and it's best to seek help straight away. Don't wait for that disconnection or, don't wait for that car repossession, to seek help on your credit and debt issues. So,
All right.
Taking that first step, so
Yeah. Well, we might take a quick break for a song, and when we come back, I'd like to talk a bit more about a couple of things that we've touched on there. So, the credit and debt circumstances of different people and different sort of problems that people encounter, but also, superannuation, which is a very important one. And they're always, I've been to university and done it all, but I have difficulty in understanding superannuation and what that means. But we're going to take a quick break for a song. You got any requests?
No, not that I know of.
Any Murray, are you a country music fan?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
All right. Well, who's your favourite artist?
What's her name? Crystal Chandelier, what's her name?
Yeah, Charlie Pride, eh?
Charlie Pride, that's my favourite, sorry.
All right. A bit of Charlie Pride, Crystal Chandeliers. Listen to Let's Talk, and we will be back in a moment.
All the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears? When the new wears off of your crystal chandelier. I never did fit in too well with folks you knew. And it's plain to see that the likes of me don't fit with you. So you traded me for the gaiety of the well-to-do. And you turned away from the love I offered you. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? I see your picture in the news most every day. You're the chosen girl of the social world, so the stories say. But a paper smile only lasts a while, then it fades away. And the love we knew will come home to you someday. Oh, the crystal chandeliers light up the paintings on your wall. The marble statuettes are standing stately in the hall. But will the timely crowd that has you laughing loud help you dry your tears when the new wears off of your crystal chandelier? When the new wears off of your crystal chandelier.
From Charters Towers in the north, Isor in the west, Townsville on the eastern side to the big gulf further on, where country music rivals come from near and far to join the celebration when the green veil muster starts. You'll see that country ballad Castor wrote for Slim about that great big nickel mine in Greenvale way back then. You'll find it written song and verse upon the old pub wall, and a picture of Slim Dusty and Coster in the hall. Yes, Coster was a bushman, real handy horseman too, Slim Dusty, top gun singer, hey, and a good one through and through. Yeah, they put Three Rivers on the map when the Green Bay line went through, and now it's part of history and friends, I'm telling you. So when you're passing through the town and miles away from home, the local mob will welcome you and treat you as their own. And then never short of stories around the old pub bar, while the jukebox in the corner playing all their country stars. Yes, Coster was a bushman, real handy horseman too, Slim Dusty, top gun singer, hey, and a good one through and through. Yeah, they put Three Rivers on the map when the Green Bay line went through, and now it's part of history and friends, I'm telling you. Yes, Coster was a bushman, real handy horseman too, Slim Dusty, top gun singer, hey, and a good one through and through. Yeah, they put Three Rivers on the map when the Green Bay line went through, and now it's part of history and friends, I'm telling you. And now it's part of history and friends, I'm telling you.
This is Carver Watson with Let's Talk.
Welcome back to Let's Talk, and we're joined on the phone by Yunasi Bully from ICANN, the Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network, which do important work. They are based up in Cairns, and they're working with our people all throughout Far North Queensland who have come into contact or been subject to a bit of a raw deal financially, and or found themselves in a sticky or unpleasant situation, particularly as it comes to debt we were speaking about earlier. You know, see, we spoke and you said that when people come to talk to you as a financial counsellor, that it's quite often after they've gotten themselves into some debt, and they have creditors chasing them for money. What are some of the first steps and that you take when you sit down with mob who might be in that situation?
Well, first off, we'll definitely, you know, come and see us or give us a call or give Financial Counselling Australia a call. They've got numbers of financial counsellors near their area that's close to them if they want to see face to face. Whereas, you know, we're based in Cairns, but we do outreach to Thursday Island, you know, Cape York areas and in Cairns and surrounding areas here. So the best thing to do is just come and see us. Usually a lot of times the creditors will, you know, after you looking for, you know, how much you can afford to give them. Usually a lot of times they ask for extreme amounts where you can't afford it. And sometimes you can try and advocate for yourself, but a lot of the times, 9 times out of 10, they won't agree. They want, you know, $500-$300 per fortnight where you, you know, you can't even put food on the table. You can't, you know, you do your rent, you know, paying your rent and stuff like that. So that's where we come in, and we do a budget with, you know, with each of the clients, every, you know, case by case, everyone is different. We do a budget and then work out how much you can afford. Even if it's $5, I always go to the minimum. So long as it's sustainable, you know, you're wanting to pay off that debt. But if it's a debt where they've signed you up incorrectly, you know, responsible lending obligations and things like that, where you shouldn't have got the loan in the first place, then we look at, you know, going for that waiver.
All right. So could you explain to us what a waiver is?
A waiver is, so a complete, you know, wipe of the debt. But if you've used, like say, if you've got a benefit out of that debt, the debt, so you've got the loan, you know, the loan's for, say, $2,000 or something rather, but you've spent it.
Mm.
But then the interest, there's interest involved in that sort of thing, was some of it will be waived. But then a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, you can get, you know, the whole of the debt waived.
Mm. And so what, could you sort of explain a little bit further what the circumstances are in order for somebody to benefit from a waiver?
Okay, so for example, someone's taken on, like say, maybe, I don't know whether they do their credit file checks or I don't know how, you know, some of the creditors are organising these loans. Mm. Some of them don't check that there's their bank statements, there's other things that are coming out. They've got like 3 or 4 loans on top of it. So when they don't do their, you know, their proper checks, their capacity to pay and all that sort of stuff, that's where we can, you know, get that waiver and things like that because they haven't actually done their proper, you know, their checks. So, yeah.
As we explained before, or as we were speaking about before, they haven't done followed the regulations around responsible lending.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, so that quite often does happen then? There'll be companies out there that don't check whether or not people they're signing
loans.
Up does have the capacity to repay the loan.
Yes. And usually you find, like, as soon as, you know, maybe a month after, even a couple of weeks later, that person's in hardship straight away, and you know straight away that loan was unsuitable for that client. So, they probably didn't do their checks and things like that. So,
And so are you, you know, when we talk about the word loan, is this usually just around, you know, like money, or what other sort of, what forms does a loan sort of take?
What do you mean? You can do like cash, you can do like personal loans, consolidation loans. There's also vehicles, you know, products that they may have purchased, even lease agreements. Those sort of things.
Mm. So that's even like them store cards, that, you know, where you buy things at, I don't know, one of them big department stores and that sort of stuff?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Yep. Credit cards,
even anything, anything to do with sort of lending, credit, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm. And so is there any so if people don't know how to get in touch, what is the number that they call to get to contact ICANN?
Okay, for us here it's 1300, so I'll just get that number. Bear with me 2 seconds. We've got that 1300 number. Sorry, bear with me. I should have it here in front of me. So we've got the 1300 369 878, which is ICANN, which is based in Cairns, so our main office is here, but we have an office in Townsville as well.
All right, that number again?
Financial. That's 1300 369 878, but otherwise our National Debt Helpline has also, you can give those guys a call at 1-800-007-007, and you can call anywhere in Australia, it's the national number, to find out a financial counsellor near you.
All right, deadly. So, yeah, all the mob out there, make sure if you're finding yourself getting bombarded with creditors, that's the right word, eh, creditors?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're bombarding you with letters and telling you to pay up and you're finding it difficult and don't have capacity, give these fellas a call and have a yarn because it may be the fact that you are falling victim to a dodgy creditor.
Mm. And my thing is, and don't sign any contracts. Make sure you get a second opinion. Get that vehicle checked out by a reputable mechanic before you buy, or sign that contract. And make sure it's a need and not just a want. Like, you know, you need, especially like for food on the table and that sort of thing. Not just a want where I want that flashy, deadly mobile, or you know, that sort of thing. I don't think people realise there's like a big debt that comes after it. Or you know, if you signed up for 24 months, or you know, there is like accumulate. So, and also, if it's good, too good to be true, it probably is.
I was just going to. That's a hard thing to always think of, eh? When people tell you, no, you just sign your name here.
And we're going to give you
a big TV with 3D glasses and surround sound and all them things.
So how
do people, or where do people get a second opinion from, or where should they go to have somebody to talk to about these sorts of deals?
If they just want come and see us as financial counsellors, or see a legal agent, legal aid, or there's ATSLs, go and see those guys. Just to, check through to make sure that you're signing the right thing and that sort of thing. But it's always good to sleep on it, don't sign it that straight away. There may be little, points you may have missed, little fine print. So it's always good to, get it checked out.
All right. Well, we might take another break for a quick song. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a bit about superannuation, if you can spare us some more time.
Excellent. Sounds good.
No worries. Another Charlie Pride song?
Yep, sounds wonderful.
Which one?
Anyone would do.
All right. Charlie Pride, you listen to Let's Talk, and we're speaking to Yunasi Bully from ICAN in Cairns.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning, love her like the devil when you get back home.
We believe this world will go forever. We believe this world won't die until we do. We believe that certain things should not happen, but facts reveal what we believe are true. Yes, we're tearing our world all to pieces. Now, Mother, the earth is dying slow. She won't survive, she can't go on living with destruction to all life form that we know. There's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there. As I sit outside in the darkness and look above me at the stars that twinkle brightly in the sky, sky. When a streak of light fell from the heaven, just like a teardrop falling from my mother's eye. Yes, I know how much we'd all like to help her. She's struggling very hard to stay alive. So let's all unite and put her back together, so our children and their children can survive. Idura, Bamba Guyo Dana, Guna Galaga, Mama Buluya, Yali Wonga Nariba, meaning you, Melana, Milguni Gu, meaning Ameligu. There's a light shining bright in the sky throughout the night. It's always there for you and me. A mother's eyes for us to see.
Yeah.
This is Carver Watson with Let's Talk.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. And we're talking to Yanasi from ICANN, the Indigenous Consumer Assistance Network. And there is, by the title of that name, a whole consumer assistance network out there for our people that are based in Cairns. So if you are in need of some financial advice and just to talk through some financial decisions or find your way through some poor financial decisions, make sure you get in touch, 1-800-007-007. But, Yanasi, we were speaking just before the break about superannuation, and it's a tricky thing because it's like a mandatory savings in a way, hey? And your money sort of disappears from your paycheck and you don't really know where it goes and what it does, but you know it goes away somewhere. Is that the sort of one of the main issues that you talk about with people and trying to track down their super?
Yes, just like, you know, with lost super, a lot of people have numerous amounts of superannuation. They don't know they have, like different accounts and things like that. I think it depends on the employer itself. They may have opened up a new account not realising that the person has a, you know, a different superannuation account, but, you know, that's how they accumulate. So each time they have a job, it's usually some other superannuation company. Or, but it's always good just to tell your employer, this is my superannuation, you know. It's always good to have that one super, you know, rather than have numerous amounts, because you've got other interest fees and all that sort of stuff coming out. Usually it's $1.25 or $1.15 per, you know, per week admin cost on majority of your superannuation, so that's coming out, and then you've got your insurances as well. So,
so why is it important to have it all in one?
So it's less fees. You're paying less fees as well.
Yeah, okay.
So you're saving on that. But it's good to have your superannuation for, you know, retirement and all that sort of stuff, as government says. But yeah.
So why is, you know, is superannuation important, you know, to keep track of, and why?
It is, because it's your money. That's going, you know, to get taken out of your, you know, your pay each fortnight or weekly, how often you get paid. It's money that's set aside for, you know, your retirement or when you're, you know, in hardship or, you know, when you need to access it, it's there. So.
And so when you said that people can access it, there's only a couple of ways that people can access it, as I understand. One is the being the retirement age, which did it change? It was 65. Is it still 65?
It's gone up to 70, I believe. Oh, wow. It depends on the superannuation company itself, but I know the government are raising it to 70. And I know there's been a bit of dispute with, you know, in regards to that, because, you know, majority of us mob, we sort of don't live that long, but touch wood, we're getting there, yeah.
And, well, I mean, that raises a good point. What if, you know, our parents or, you know, our children or you know, a relative does pass away without accessing their super? Does that go to the government? What happens?
It depends. If they have a will, then that's good and well. It goes to the, you know, the next of kin. Maybe it's their children or whatnot. But a lot of times, 9 times out of 10, again, unfortunately, a lot of don't have a will. So then that's where the family member has to apply to be an administrator, and that's where the legal stuff, they need to go and seek a lawyer and whatnot. Unfortunately, we don't do that side of it, you know. So, but we do advise of, you know, what they need to do and steps to who to contact and things like that.
And so the other, you mentioned there also to access your super, hardship. So if people find themselves, what is hardship? You know, if people are out of work, or if people are, you know, sort of ill, or, you know, what are some of the circumstances around, you know, the sorts of hardship that would entitle somebody to access their super?
Okay, so only a certain amount of superannuation companies allow financial hardship. So you'll have to sort of contact your superannuation, you know, company itself to find out whether they do or don't. Because, so we've been finding that a few of them are starting to drop off, you know. So then that's where a lot of people are transferring out and moving it elsewhere so they can access it. To be able to do, to, you know, to get financial hardship under, you know, access to your super, you're only allowed a maximum of $10,000. It is taxed 22%, but you do get that back on tax if you wait for the group certificate to come out. It's got to be on Centrelink 26 weeks or more, which is like 6 months, and that's like New Start parenting, but you can't be on AbStudy or anything like that. So, and you've got to have like sort of bills, or, you know, if you're income is less than your, like, you know, your living expenses and that sort of thing. So it's got to be in deficiency. You can't be like in credit and, you know, I just want more money and things like that. So they won't allow it. So, yeah.
So you mentioned something about compassionate grounds there, Yanasi?
Yes. Sorry, yep. You can access your super under compassionate grounds. So, if, for example, if you're about to lose your vehicle, if your vehicle's on that, you know, repossession stage, about to get repossessed, or you're having difficulty or, you know, about to lose your house for your mortgage, you can go through accessing your super through compassionate grounds. So what happens is you go through DHS and apply through there. They let you know how much you can, you know, take.
DHS?
Department of Human Services.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, they're the ones that sort of says yes or no or yay or how much you can, you know, take out and things like that. Mm-hmm. But if the loan's for, you know, how much your mortgage or whatever is in arrears, they pay whatever that off and then you should be, you know, back on track. But if you work with, you know, as I said, a financial counsellor, can work with them to organise your other debts and things like that. So, or negotiate, you know, the other debts while you're sort of dealing with that main issue of, you know, saving your house or, you know, saving your vehicle.
Not just hardship, but your retirement. Obviously, you know, that raises the questions about, you know, planning your finances and planning for your future. And, you know, superannuation, I guess, does play a part of that. Do ICAN give advice around sort of just general financial, whether it be budgeting and those sorts of things to assist people just to plan their future better?
Yeah. Okay. So with us, we sort of basically do like give options for that client. It's really up to the client to make the decision to, you know, which way they're going to go. But with an advisor, like, that's where they go to the bank and these people, you pay them to work out your finances and they give you advice on where to stick, you know, you put your funds and which is the best interest and things like that. Whereas we're different. We sort of don't, you know, that side of it, if you know what I mean.
So
we don't advise, so we just more so give options.
Yeah. And, you know, those options, I guess, you know, when people come to you, it's around issues that they're having, whether it be, you know, tracking down super or the having problems with creditors and stuff, chasing up debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So yeah, usually, like, you know, or assisting, you know, with clients filling in that application, doing that budget, because the majority of the financial hardship forms, they require a budget, like, you know, an income and expenditure of where the funds are going and things like that. So that's where we sort of step in and do the budget, and we can actually get a better picture of where that client is, you know, at the moment. So
let's take some notes here. So is there anything that we haven't sort of covered off that, you know, as a financial counsellor, you know, you think it's important for people out there to know? You know, whether we've spoken about, you know, finding ourselves in debt and chasing up super and those sorts of things. If there was some general advice you'd like to share with mob out there, what would it be?
General advice. Okay, sorry, what did I say before? Just seeking help. Like, you know, as soon as possible. Like I said, don't wait for that disconnection or car repossession or, you know, just don't be shame, be game, and come and see a financial counsellor.
Deadly. And are there many Indigenous financial counsellors out there now?
There's about 70 to 80 of us nationally.
Oh, deadly.
I think maybe a bit more because we have a national conference, the ATSI Forum. We've had our 10-year anniversary this year, so it's been good. We meet up, we talk about the issues, we talk about, you know, how do we tackle those issues. We speak to the, you know, the advisory groups and things like that, so to assist us in making our better safe, you know, our community safer, and, you know, and also educating our community as well.
Mm. Is it important to have Indigenous financial counsellors? You know, is it that thing of our people feeling more comfortable speaking to our own mob?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah, because a lot of people sometimes, yeah, got a few calls where they said, look, I really want to speak to an Indigenous financial counsellor. Like, you know, I think they feel comfortable. I don't know whether think that other financial counsellors are judging, but once they come and see us, I sort of let them know, like, you know, we're all the same, like all us, you know, the counsellors, financial counsellors in Australia, we're all pretty much there for them, listening to their issues and wanting to advocate on their behalf. But, yeah, as I said, a lot of people feel more comfortable being with us, Mom. So, yeah, either or. So.
And, I mean, you know, we've spoken about the sort of, I guess, potential targeting of Indigenous communities by these, you know, sort of shonky creditors. But, I mean, it's not an issue faced only by our First Nations people. You know, these sorts of problems occur throughout society.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Definitely, yeah, for sure. Like there's a holiday program that sits in the shopping centres and they just, you know, get unexpected clients, you know, oh, come and do the scratchy, you'll win a holiday. And so that the people don't realise that, that this holiday is going to cost them nearly $10,000-$20,000 over, you know, so many years. So, yeah, they're out there, though, and they're just getting unexpected people to sign up. So, yeah.
Well, I'm certainly glad to know that there's people out there that are keeping an eye on them and pointing to the pitfalls for us all, in how to steer clear and make sure we're looking after our finances and making sure we don't find ourselves in a pit. Eunice, it's been wonderful to talk to you today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Talk to you there as well. Yeah.
No worries. Thanks for having us. And we'll play another Charlie Pride song. Give us another request. Charlie Pride. It don't have to be Charlie Pride. It can be anything.
Can I get Rochelle Watson?
Of course sister girl. You can. Yeah. Which one?
Sister girl. Sister girl. Daily, my sister.
Most certainly. I will play. We'll play that for you. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
No worries. All right. Catch you next time. You too.
Bye.
I've seen you grow up, a lovely Marie girl, but now you're a woman with not a care in the world, and I love you. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Barbie girl.
Oh, sister girl. Oh, I love you, sister girl.
Well, you may find it tough in the many years to come, but just hold your head high and remember where you come from. Just remember, 'cause you'll always have family. Don't be frightened, never be. No, no, 'cause your precious family, they will always hold you dear. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Marie girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, don't be shy, my sister. Stand up and speak your mind. Well, when
Standing out and all alone. Nobody wants you, nobody knows. I just go down to the local park. Plenty of company after dark. Market day, you'll get a chance. Make a dollar, make a dance. Clapstick in your hand. You gotta sing in the long grass band. Live outdoors, you live on your wits. Get used up, but you learn some tricks. Go to jail for unpaid fines. Get arrested for sleeping in the daytime. Policeman, he come in his van. Slip away like you can. Market day, you will dance. You got a gig in the long grass band. You can't be sacked in this land when you play in the long grass band. Spread a blanket in the shade, make a dollar anyway. Guitar did shake a leg, make a tourist come and beg. Clapstick in your hand, you gotta sing in the long grass band. Nobody knows what you know when you go where the wind blows. Policeman, he come in his van. Slip away like you can. Market day, you will dance. You got a gig in the long grass band. In the shade, make a dollar anyway. Guitar did shake a leg, make a tourist come and pay. Plastic in your hand, you gotta sing in the long grass band. You can't be sacked in this land when you play in the long grass band. Spread a blanket in the shade.
Country, stranger in my land, due date is somewhere, no account tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, or if you'd understand. Till that day, for guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. Well, forgive me if it seems as though, but I am not mistaken. 'Cause I'm the one who you forgot after my land was taken. In early years we were put down, cast aside as vermin. Women, men and kids shot down, then paid by Bible sermon. Well, don't try to understand me now, I've seen the sights that pain you. Has it really changed for me since round up in Tasmania? I'm a stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, or if you'd understand. For guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. Oh, they say that black is beautiful, I've heard it far and wide, man. Are you sincere in what you say? If not, please step aside then. This land is like a store-bought pie, and lots of people come all to get themselves a slice, and I can't get a crumb. Well, the black Australian has his pride, his culture and his dream time. Is it lose all this as well? I wonder in the meantime. I'm a stranger in my country, stranger in my land. Today to somewhere, no account, tomorrow something grand. I doubt if you'd agree with me, if you'd understand. For guys like me, I'm a stranger in my land. 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 I'm a stranger in my land.
You've been tuned to Let's Talk, highlighting the injustice from community to country, suburb to city, with a multitude of hosts, Bo Spearham, Carver Watson, the aunties Lilla Watson and Mary Graham, and Chelsea Bond. Weekday mornings from 9 till 10, it's Let's Talk, welcoming the continued sovereignty of all First Nations peoples right across the country.